This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's Barkley, a little shovel, looking for an edge, gets it. Saquon Barkley, first down. Barkley, oh! Saquon, touchdown.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake, you son of a bitch. Football. Regular season football. Mrs. Hassan is a lovely woman. I take that back. We'll get another insult worked in for Jake as we move along this NFL season. Strong job by Tom Brady on that call by Kevin Burkhardt on the Saquon Barkley touchdown. Whoa! Strong stuff from Tom Terrific entering year two as the lead analyst on the NFL on Fox. As we continue to break down the season opener tonight with the Eagles and the Cowboys, went to break talking about this Eagles run game, and I understand that this is as square as it gets. It has to be, and I actually think it is, like our friend John Ewing from BetMGM sends out the email, like the most popular bets. Everybody loves the Saquon Barkley run. Juergens, Lane, my doctor said my Lotta. The Eagles offensive line is going to bully the Micah Parsons-less Dallas defensive front. Huge game coming up tonight for Saquon Barkley. We told you yesterday on the show that Trevon Diggs, and like so much credit to Trevon Diggs, who's way ahead of schedule. He's going to play in tonight's game, Dallas's number one corner. Apparently, he's going to be on a pitch count because he's not 100% healthy. Like, this could be a disaster for the Cowboys tonight if Diggs gets hurt again. I don't know if this is a great idea for him to be playing in this game. Like, Kyer Elam is one of Dallas' starting corners. Like, good luck. I like Deron Bland, and he's a young man who's made really good and just got a huge extension. He's a boom-bust player. Like, he's either going to bring one back to the house and get a pick six, or he's going to give up a long touchdown. And against these receivers, I don't know how confident I'd be in the former. I'd be way more confident in the latter. And yes, like Kellen Moore is no longer calling the offense in Philadelphia. Kevin Petullo. I like how the Eagles have become a team of paisans. Like Team Italy. Here's Nick Sirianni. Vic Fangio. Kevin Petullo. and Big Dom. I'm pretty sure that Big Dom, like, grew up next door to me in Queens. Or someone that looked exactly like him. A fat Italian. You can't, like, throw a pen on the street where I'm from without hitting a fat Italian. Shout out to Big Dom and Kevin Petullo and all the Paisans. I know that Kellen Moore's not there anymore. This is not going to be terribly difficult. This is not like Brian Johnson a couple years ago, like destroying the Eagles offense and that ridiculous late season collapse and swoon that ended in the wild card loss against Tampa Bay. This is like a Tecmo Bowl offense for people that played the, it's not a Madden offense. No, this is a Tecmo Bowl offense. Here's the offense. Run Saquon up the middle. Run Saquon right. Run Saquon left. Tush push with Jalen Hurts. Throw to A.J. Brown. Throw to Devontae Smith. Throw to Dallas Goedert. Pick your frickin' poison. How are the Cowboys stopping it? How's Dallas going to stop the Eagles' offense in this game? How's it going to happen? Now, I said in the open to the show that my side conviction was a lukewarm one. I would not bet the Dallas Cowboys, so I'm not taking the points with Dallas. But the reason why I don't want to lay it with the Eagles, if we get into a second half, and Drew Dinsick talked about this on the show yesterday, our friend the Whale Capper from NBC Sports, where if the Eagles get out to a lead, and I anticipate that being like the game script, I think Philly will have a lead in this game. You could absolutely envision a scenario, and we've seen the Eagles like take the foot off the gas before, like many times in the Sirianni era when they have a lead, right? And now here's Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens in catch-up mode. And that's not really a place that I want to be. Here's Philly up 14 with like 7 minutes to go in the game, and it's Dak and those receivers on the other side, like trying to backdoor the game. I don't know how much I like that. I definitely think the Cowboys can score enough to at least keep the final respectable. I don't think the Cowboys are going to win. But could they lose by 7? Yeah, they could. I think it's more likely the Eagles win by 10, but I don't feel strong enough about it to place a bet. But if I had to, I'll go on record as saying my hashtag official lean on the game is the Eagles. The bet that I do like in this game is the over. And Femi and I were talking about this over well before the Micah Parsons trade last week. Where if you listen to the show this summer, we said on numerous occasions, like, if you like Dallas, like, there's no way this game's going under the total and Dallas is keeping it close. Like, the Eagles are going to score. And I think the Eagles can score a lot. And then you get Dallas in catch-up mode. I know that we all kind of know that Dallas's defense is not going to be as good without Micah Parsons. Like, Jerry Jones might be the only one that thinks the Cowboys' defense got better. Like, I know we all know, like, all of us, like, regular folk, know that that's the case. Like, Jerry's on in Jerry world, in his own plan, and I'm not talking the stadium, that the Cowboys' defense is going to be worse. I don't think we've all collectively realized yet just how much worse it could be. Without, again, I feel the need to keep saying this because I don't think people have really grasped it yet. They traded maybe the best defensive player in the league. In 5 years, maybe we say, look, Jerry did it, and Stephen Jones did an unbelievable job drafting. And like they was Herschel Walker 2.0. Maybe. Probably not, but maybe. This is not then. This is now. The regular season starts tonight, and Kenny Clark's on the defense instead of Micah Parsons. I think the first number in the total needs to be a 5. And it's not. It's a 4. I'm on the over in tonight's game. And I know it's gone up. Like, we've gone through 47, which, for the uninitiated, 47, one of the key numbers when you talk about totals. Femi and I talked about 46.5 a lot this offseason. So we're through 47, and at BetMGM, we're at 48.5 right now. 48.5. I think the first digit needs to be a 5. I think the Eagles are going to score. You get Dallas in catch-up mode. and then it's Dak and company needing to score points and throwing the ball a lot. And I think that can go well for Dallas in that spot in the game, when the game gets to that part of the script.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I do like the over for tonight. And if I may be so bold as to offer to everybody, a few hours in advance, because I love you all so much, how about an early touchdown play from thy royal prop king? I have to be honest. I'm so proud of all of you. I've gotten so many messages from people in the last few days leading up to this game, all with some variation of the same thing. Hey, Prop King, are we betting Will Shipley last touchdown tonight? Tonight meaning a Thursday night in the opener, now tonight? Yes. Of course we are. The thought being, the Eagles are going to be up at the end of the game, looking to ice the game away. And if that's the case, Saquon Barkley probably won't be on the field after his almost 500 touches last year. Why would he be out there in that spot? He's already going to get his hunch for us to cash the rushing yards over. He doesn't need to be out there. Enter Will Shipley, who currently is one of the bells of the backup running back fantasy ball, where, and he should be owned in every fantasy league, because if Saquon Barkley, and no one wants this to happen, the players get hurt. And if Saquon Barkley gets hurt, Will Shipley's a league winner. So Will Shipley, last touchdown score, of course, is on the card. But there's another name on the last touchdown card that needs to be there as well. It went noted to me that the Philadelphia Eagles signed, I think there might only be one NFL player, like non-lineman, who has like larger legs than Jalen Hurts. That player is A.J. Dillon, the former Green Bay Packer. So, you know, I don't want to say tired Will Shipley, wired A.J. Dillon. I like them both. So get that piece of pizza, cut that sumbitch in half, get two frosty mugs, half of one beer in one glass, half of a beer in another. Let's split the beer and pizza money. Last touchdowns on Philly's two backup running backs, Will Shipley and A.J. Dillon. The rest of thy royal props. And man, I'm excited for some of these anytime touchdown plays are coming up at the end of the show. You better, you bet, on this opening Thursday in the National Football League. Want to give you some takes for the rest of the hour on other games in Week 1 that really excite me and games that I have strong betting opinions on. And let's go to Sunday Night Football. Because we've been waiting all offseason for Sunday night. Absolutely can't wait for it. And candidly, we were waiting more for it when we were still on Peacock. Maybe not as much now. But we still can't wait for it. With the Bills and the Ravens on Sunday night in Western New York. Buffalo hosting the game. Rematch of the divisional round game where we bet and lost a lot of money on the Baltimore Ravens. Thanks, Lamar. Thanks, Mark Andrews. Ravens at Bills. With the last two MVP winners at quarterback, finished 1-2 last year. Obviously, Allen won, Lamar too, even though Lamar was the first team all-pro quarterback. Just saying. Betting market for this one is a pick. Total of the game, 50.5. The Bills did get a good piece of injury news today. Christian Benford and Keon Coleman. Coleman had a groin injury yesterday. He's back at practice today. So it looks like both Benford and Keon Coleman are going to play for Buffalo. Khalil Shakir also practiced in full today for Buffalo. And that's a big deal because he's probably Buffalo's best wide receiver. Bad news for the Bills, though. No Tre'Davious White at practice today and no Elijah Moore at practice today for Buffalo. And Baltimore's injury report just came out for today, and Jair Alexander practiced in full, which is obviously huge for the Baltimore Ravens defense. A couple thoughts on the Bills injury stuff. Number one, I know Khalil Shakir practiced in full, and he's going to play in this game, it looks like. Strong likelihood that he plays. I have him in some fantasy leagues, and I am sitting him wherever possible. Like, if I have someone that I feel comfortable playing above Khalil Shakir, I am. Because Shakir's got a high ankle sprain, and he suffered it not too long ago. And high ankle sprains can be absolutely debilitating for skill position players. So I'm not saying Shakir can't have a great game, just that I want to see it before I believe it with Khalil Shakir. Benford looks like he's going to play. If he's not 100%, that matters a lot. Because Tre'Davious White might not play, and even if he does, I think he's toast. And Maxwell Hairston, the first-round corner, is on injured reserve. And these Bills safeties are hot garbage. Cole Bishop, Taylor Rapp, Damar Hamlin, Jordan Poyer, back for another tour of duty in Buffalo. I'm telling you, I'm not saying the Bills are going to miss the playoffs. I think they're going to win the AFC East. I think they're going to be really good. I don't think this defense is championship worthy. I would not be shocked if the Bills bowed out early in January. And I do think there's a difference between these two teams. I think you're going to see both of Baltimore's early defensive rookies make an impact in this game. Safety Malachi Starks, pass rusher Mike Green. I love the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday night. This is the Mike Green show. It's not the Green Mike show. Give me the Ravens. Big. Maybe not big on Sunday night, but I love Baltimore to win the game. On the other side, we'll talk the Lions and the Packers at Lambeau Field.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.